You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network, your guide to business and personal success.
This is Mitch Joel of Twist Image and author of Six Pixels of Separation. Join me weekly for the Six Pixels of Separation podcast right here on EPN.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to Social Media Coffee Talk. I am your host, Harrison Painter, and this is the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, EPN. Whether you're that veteran business owner or a first-time entrepreneur with the next amazing idea, EPN has the podcast programming for you. Are you guys ready? Let's go. All right, today I want to add to our series of the five steps to better social media marketing. Today we're going to talk about step number three, and that is execute. The execution phase. So let me recap in case you missed a previous episode. The five steps are: have a well-defined plan, have realistic expectations, execute, measure, and listen. Right? You have to have that well-defined plan. Now that may seem like common sense, but I'm telling you guys, most of you, most companies, I see it, you don't. Right, you and your company, you really need to decide how you're going to utilize these platforms and do it correctly. Right, this is your frontline defense. These are the ambassadors of your company out there. There's people talking about you, so you have to have that well-defined plan. The second thing we talked about was having realistic expectations. Rome wasn't built in a day. And building a community or gathering your community together is not going to happen quickly either. There's phases. I call it the third power phase. Becoming visible, becoming credible, becoming referable takes time. And one of my favorites, what we're going to talk about today, is to execute. Execute. The execution phase. Love this. Your plan should have a well-defined timeline of how much time, how much money, what your budget's going to be for your social media strategy. Now, I get asked a question all the time, this question right here. Harrison, are there any businesses that should not be in social media right now? And my answer is always the same. Yes, there are a lot of businesses that shouldn't be in social media right now. Now that may shock you, but here's the answer. If you are not committed to a plan, if you have not set aside a budget, if you are not going to answer tweets, comments, engagements in as close to real time as possible, your business should not be here. Just a fact. Now, let me explain that a little bit more. A big reason why is that when you don't answer that tweet or that comment, it's no different than not answering your phone, not replying to an email that came in. This is company communications, right? We get so lost in the hype that is social media. We get so lost in the social media experts out there that are just giving you so much fluff, really poor information. You have to be there. You have to jump on. Even if you don't know what you're doing, it's a fad. Let's go. No, that's not right. You have to, again, follow these five steps that I'm laying out for you. It's crucial. You have to take your time. Don't just jump in. This is not a hobby. Your business is not a hobby. You're here to make money. You're here to make a profit. You probably have employees, and those employees have a wife, children, people that depend on them. You have a brand image that you've worked very, very hard to build. And you don't want to lose that. You don't want to lose your credibility. You don't want to upset your audience. Let's not do it. Let's have that well-defined plan, realistic expectations, and execute. Let's make that happen. Now, that's a big reason why folks hire people like me. Because in-house, they might not have the qualified staff to do it. Granted, you might have a handful of interns that know how to do Facebook, but do they understand marketing, advertising, branding, psychology? What makes people buy? How to truly interact and network with that audience? How to build a real community with a foundation? Probably not. Guys like me do. Now, what do I do? One, I come into your company, we do a blueprint meeting, and I learn about you, your company, your philosophy, your vision. I ask you questions to get that information out of you. After that meeting, then I do all the research on your company, and I look at your digital assets, and I come back to you with a report stating if your digital assets meet that brand, that corporate image and policy that you envision. From there, I lay out the battle plan to make sure that that happens. Now, I can train your staff to do it, which is what I prefer to do because I truly believe that nobody can do it as well as the company themselves. You're passionate about your company. You understand it inside and out. It's your life. I'm one of those rare cases where I truly look at each and every client as a partner. And I really put all of that blood, sweat, and tears into their company. But that's rare. That's very rare. Okay? So I come in. Usually my plan is about a 6-month program. I help make you visible, building or maximizing all of those social media assets, create content, show you how to create content, help get that content out of you, distribute that content throughout the web, help you build that blog, SEO that blog, make sure that you're searchable in Google, Bing, Yahoo, right? All the big search engines. And start building up the credibility phase, meaning your audience knows that you're there. They know you're there. They know they can depend on you. They know your message is the same. You're becoming credible. Then over that credibility phase, you start to become referable, meaning people are secure enough in you, they trust you enough to do business with you and refer you to their peer groups, their friends, their family. Word of mouth. Through this process, I train your staff. I make sure that you have a social media policy in place. Everybody knows what to do. And you can make success happen. So you can execute this plan with precision. Social media is much more than just a one-way message. Just putting advertisements out there, using a bullhorn. It's also about engaging with your audience, getting their feedback, be it good or bad. Addressing that feedback, answering questions, becoming a customer service channel. It's a little bit of everything about your company, So it has to be taken very seriously. It has to be done right. So unless you're ready to commit those time, budgets, and resources, you could be a company that's not ready for social media. But I can tell you, you better get ready because your competitors are. Maybe they're not doing it right, but you could be the first one to do it. You could be the one to come in and do it better. You could be the one to grab market share. Through the execution phase, you're going to build that audience. You're going to drive that traffic to your website. You're going to convert. You're going to take those people and convert to drive more revenue. That's what it's all about. Execute. All right, everybody. If you want some help with any of this, you have questions, you want to learn more, my name is Harrison Painter. Give me a call, 317-871-1000. You can visit my website, coffeewithharrison.com. I put a lot of really good content out there for business owners. The site just went through a complete remodel, and it's very focused on helping businesses succeed within the digital media space. Because again, it's much more than social media. It's communications. It's customer service. It's staying up with technology. It's understanding your target audience. It's connecting. It's telling your story. What is your wow? What is your wow? What sets you apart from the crowd? Okay? And a lot of times, it's you. It's your philosophy. It's your corporate culture. It's actually caring about that audience, being able to make changes to please them, to solve their problems. These are the things we learn during the execution phase, and it's very, very powerful. So let's make it happen. 317-871-1000, the website, coffeewithharrison.com. My name is Harrison Painter. This has been Social Media Coffee Talk right here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, EPN. Tune in next week. I hope you enjoyed the program. I really thank each and every one of you for tuning in. Love it. See you next week.
This is Todd Falcone, and you're listening to the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to have all the business building advice, inspiration, and information anywhere at any time? Whether you are a seasoned business professional or new to entrepreneurship, you will find the Entrepreneur Podcast Network and our EPN iPhone application, taking it a step further for your convenience. Get your EPN iPhone application at the iTunes Store today and never miss another show on the go on EPN.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.